When it comes to children's books, a Sacramento husband and wife team are adding some long overdue diversity thanks to their own lived experiences. Samuel and Fred Anar's picture books have won some noteworthy awards, all with the goal of reaching audiences around the world. Just in time for the holidays, I sat down with Samuel Narr about creating Chasing a Spider Publishing, a creative spark that began with their daughter. So let's begin with just addressing this need for diversity in children's book that you and your wife are also helping with and also publishing as well. When did you first notice a problem?
The first time we decided to, you know, consider writing children's book was when our daughter was conceived. We're trying to find books that represented both of our, you know, backgrounds. I'm originally from Ghana in West Africa, and my wife, Frida, is from Mississippi. And we're trying to find a children's book that says something about both cultures. It was very difficult to find, and I decided to, you know, investigate writing a book that captures the essence of this story.
And your daughter played a big role in this, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, from conception, but also, you know, when she was physically around and you were enjoying her, what role did your daughter play in this?
I think she's the genesis of this idea. I've always enjoyed creative writing. I started writing at a very young age, but then as a child, I wanted to become a pilot. But, you know, as an adult, I don't really like flying, so... Obviously, I've chosen a different career path, which is, you know, writing children's books. And she played a very important part in the genesis of this idea, because without her, I wouldn't have written Macy's Scrapbook, which was published by Lantana Publishing in the UK.
Your publishing company is also called Chasing a Spider. Where did that name come from?
It's really a play on Anansi stories in Ghana. So in Ghana, we have an oral story tradition, and the main character of most of our stories is the spider, right? And the spider in Ghanaian, you know, folktale is one of the smartest creature in the world, but he uses his intelligence in a negative way. So the essence of Chasing a Spider Publishing is we are trying to chase the spider and come up with creative story ideas.
Yeah, and you certainly are doing that. You know, it's one thing to author and illustrate a children's book. It's another to get into publishing. Why was publishing so important to you?
So initially, I wanted to just write one book, which was Macy's Scrapbook. But then there is something about writing. Whenever you write one book, you feel like writing more. So after Macy's Scrapbook was published, I decided to write another book called Earl of Botswana, which is about environmental stewardship. But then the traditional way of publishing is very slow, and there are many elements to it. Okay, so an author can write a story and decide to have specific names for the character and also place the characters in specific locations in the world. But then when you sell your story to a traditional publisher, the editors could change the name of the characters. They could change the race of the character. They can also change the location of the characters. And it's a very, very slow process. I got tired of, you know, chasing around publishers to publish stories that I write. And the thing is, I write stories which touch people. My wife and I, we try to write stories which are meaningful to people. But with the traditional publishing model, it's really about what sells. Having more control over the creative process is what Frida and I are trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, a publisher could change the outcome of what you wanted the book to be. I mean, that's a huge deal when it's coming from your own creativity, your own life experiences, you know, your own background. What kind of reception have you received from the books that you've already published? Because you've already won some pretty cool awards.
Yes, yes. So the first book was A Kite for Malia, which has won several awards. And it's really helping a lot of people with talking to children about the grieving process, right? In life, we are going to lose people. Every living thing will eventually die. But how do you broach this topic to a child in a way that a child can understand? That's the essence of Ekai for Malia. It puts this idea in a very gentle way for children between the ages of maybe 3 to 8, for them to understand the grieving process and how to gain acceptance when you lose someone or something dear to you.
Yeah, I mean, that is a really powerful lesson to learn, and that can be hard to teach in an age-appropriate way.
Yes, yes. We've had families use that book to help their children deal with the loss of maybe a pet or a loved one. So we do get emails all the time about how this book is really changing the lives of people.
Does your daughter have a favorite book?
I think she likes Ekai for Malia, even though I prefer Milko, which is the second book. But she's, you know, she leans more to characters which are female characters. You know, she prefers female characters. And that's easy to understand because, you know, children want to see themselves in books. And that's the reason it's important to have, you know, diverse books so that every child will be able to see him or herself in those books.
Well, talk to us about Milko, since you really like that book. What's that about?
So Milko is about a little boy missing his mom who has traveled to another country. Okay. Parents do travel for work. Sometimes they travel for vacation. And sometimes parents need some space to themselves to relax their minds, to, you know,
self-care.
Exactly. Okay, so Milko is more about the way a child should be able to deal with that separation and how parents can, you know, talk about the separation from their kids in a meaningful way. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out process, but it has to be in a way that a child can understand. And in Milko, we do have a child living in Bolivia. Right. And his mom has traveled to Ethiopia. So we intentionally place the character in a country like Bolivia, which is not as popular as maybe the US or, you know, the UK. And then we have a situation where mom is in Ethiopia. So you have
across an ocean.
Exactly. Two different geographic locations, two different time zones. And, you know, we also have the concept of a leap year, which is very different for a child, right? 2024 is a leap year.
Yep.
So the concept of a leap year can be described to a child in a meaningful way.
It seems like obviously you are teaching children a great deal, but you and your wife learn a great deal from children as well, which shapes the children's books that you put together. You know, we do have a link posted on the website, but where can people find your books?
Our books are actually everywhere. If you want to get a book locally, you can get it from Capital Books. If you want to get it online, obviously, you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. We do also have a website. It's my full name, and that's how we usually sell our books.
A great gift for the holiday season.
Yes, 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 yes.
Samuel, thank you so much for all the work that you and your wife are doing and your daughter as well.
Yes, yes.
Fueled by your daughter.
Thank you so much.
That is Samuel Narr, a Sacramento-based children's book author and founder of Chasing a Spider Publishing. You're listening to a special edition of Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.